Hello, welcome to Inside Windows Phone. I'm Larry Lieberman, a product manager here at Microsoft working on Windows Phone. Today, we're going to talk to Ben Lauer, another member of our team here focused on the student developer. Why don't you tell us about yourself, Ben?
My name is Ben Lauer. I'm a product manager on the Windows Phone team, and I do a lot of things for developers, but my primary focus right now is on the student developer.
Why would you say the student developer is important to us?
Well, before I answer that question, Larry, I just want to point out that when you said that the name of this show was Inside Windows Phone, I thought we were actually going to be inside of a giant Windows Phone to film this.
A lot of people have that make that mistake.
So I was a little bit surprised when I came over here to the studio and I thought, oh, this is a studio and it's not a giant Windows Phone. But that would be cool.
I think so. You know, we could try that with the blue screen. I know that sometimes they do some antics with the blue screen over here.
Well, maybe we could talk to engineering and some of our OEM partners and get that on the future roadmap, maybe.
I think so. You know, there was an event in which we dressed up as phones once years ago.
I heard about that, yeah.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Enough about us. Why is the student developer important to us?
Well, I mean, Microsoft has a long history of investing in students mm-hmm. and the academic space. So we invest in lots of different ways. I mean, we have research projects going on through Microsoft Research. Focused on education and academia. So, for example, some friends over there have released a product called Touch Develop, mm-hmm. which actually enables you to install an app on your Mango phone.
Yes,
and then you can actually it runs on pre Mango. I guess I should say 7.5 now, right? It runs on Windows Phone 7 as well as Windows Phone 7.5, and it allows you to actually program many applications right there on the phone.
I've been really impressed with this. I saw this myself, and you know, one of the things it reminded me of was the excitement that you had back when you got your first computer. I know that you're many years younger than I am, but I know back when we were using computers back in the mid 80s, you know, you get a computer and it would have BASIC, and one of the very first things you would do is write little programs, shell programs, to navigate the OS. And the excitement that you had about being able to write on the computer, was something that really got people excited about computing in general.
Right.
And, you know, the phone is going to be the first computer that much of the world experiences
right
now, because the phone is so much more prevalent than desktop computers.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because that's one of the things that our friends in Microsoft Research have said is, you know, the phone is getting so powerful, mm-hmm. and it's becoming so prevalent, especially in, you know, emerging markets and developing economies, that you're right, that may be the only computer that most people ever have access to.
Right.
And so they're testing it and they're figuring out, you know, what types of things can people build. And I actually met a couple high school students this summer who were working on Touch Develop, and they had made different games, and you could use the accelerometer in
and
these
they have
games.
A way to distribute them too, don't they?
Yeah, like, they have their own. I forget what their website's called, but you essentially write this code and then you post it up, and then other people can take it and extend it and install it and that type of a thing. So that's one of those, you know, Microsoft Research is a way that we invest in academia and students.
Right.
But, you know, specific to Windows Phone, we just really see students as an important investment, because they really are the future. And I know that may sound cliche, but students are doing things that we will use and take advantage of in years in the future. I mean, they really are, you know, creating things that to benefit society as a whole.
In many ways, they oftentimes are bringing a different type of perspective to
new,
the projects.
New, fresh eyes, fresh perspective, exactly.
That they're working on.
Digital natives is something that if you're familiar with, the millennials or generation, what do they call them? Generation Y, maybe? I forget.
I think we're past that one.
We are past Y?
I think we're past Y.
Now, and is it like Excel, where then when you get to Z, you go to double A?
I don't know.
Okay, I don't know.
We should look that up.
We should. But anyway, they... you know, a couple things that I have seen recently from students that were really exciting to me is we ran this contest this summer called the Hawaii Zap Fest.
Okay.
And Zap Fest is, it started out as an internal user group for Microsoft employees,
right,
and it's becoming more and more open to
What's the name, by the way? ZapFest.
Well, ZapFest, you know, when you create a Windows Phone application and you package it up, it gets packaged into an XAP, or the way we pronounce that is a ZAP file.
Okay.
And so ZapFest was just a way for, it started off primarily as a device loaner program. Before hardware was available, people wanted to get their hands on hardware to test their apps.
Right.
And we've pivoted ZapFest to be more about how do you create amazing apps as a developer. And so we get amazing speakers to come and talk to our group. Mm-hmm. You know, we heard about you know, all the new APIs in Mango, you know, ahead of time. We had experts from the engineering team come and present that. We've had people come and talk about design and expression blend and other, you know.
And if you haven't heard us say it yet so far, we're very interested in having you write your applications for 7.5 and to leverage all of those new features.
Absolutely.
If you're a currently published developer, it'd be great for you to go check out all the resources we have about all the new features in Windows Phone 7.5.
Yes, please do that, because otherwise Larry is going to get in trouble, because Larry's job, one of the things that Larry does is he is responsible for all that great content out there, so go use it and let us know what works, what doesn't work, and I'm sure to make you very happy to have people using all that great content.
Absolutely. We'll definitely be putting some links on this page further down to some summary posts I've done on my blog where I'll point out all of the different relevant information we have online. It's really amazing, you know, to look at the metrics about what people can find and what they can't find, because we've published a tremendous, enormous, stupendous, you know, just shockingly huge amount of content on how to build applications, and really the challenge is finding it.
Yeah.
Because it's very hard to find where we publish all this, as Microsoft's a big company, and our technology stack comes from so many different parts of that company that in many cases that impacts what we publish and where it gets published.
Yeah.
And that's ridiculous from a developer perspective, because I'm an external developer, I come and I want to find out, you know, how to write an application, how do I get started? We have a bunch of stuff on that, but it's spread out all over the place.
Yeah, and actually, I want to mention one other thing. We've started telling the story much better about our mobile champs that are out there in the world.
Right.
So we got a lot of interest from WebOS developers.
Yes.
This was a number of weeks back. You know, the writing was on the wall, so to speak, about WebOS, and so a lot of those developers came to us and they were like, "Hey, what about Windows Phone?" So we started putting out a list in an email of all of our mobile champs across the world. And these are Microsoft full-time employees whose job it is to help enable you as a developer to be successful in building your awesome experience on top of Windows Phone.
They're field developer evangelists whose sole purpose in life is to help you work with Windows Phone.
Right. And so I would just say this, is that I've found a lot of times that, you know, when I'm looking for content, I can come to you. You're sort of like my mobile champ in some ways.
Sure.
But the mobile champs would be an excellent resource for any of the people viewing this video to maybe find, like, what's important, you know, what are the great tips and tricks out there. So if you don't know your mobile champ locally, please get in touch with us. You can email me. I'm phoneninja@microsoft.com.
We'll have these email addresses on the page as
well.
We'll
put it on the page. Perfect.
Yeah, so
but email me and we can broker the introduction for you to your mobile champ. Again, they exist to help you be successful in targeting Windows Phone as a platform.
As do both of us. I mean, we have an objective of being highly available to you. So our email addresses and Twitter tags will be on this page. You'll have multiple ways that you can contact us if you have information or are curious about things with regard to the Windows Phone platform.
Yeah, yeah.
So before we wrap up, though, I just wanted to ask you, you know, what's coming up? What are you doing going down the line now for student developers?
Well, I mentioned the Hawaii ZapFest that we did.
Sure. Some amazing apps came out of
My gosh. Incredible.
We should probably just talk about this for a minute, because Hawaii enables, it's a web service provider that enables you to take advantage of some of the power of Azure without having to write any server code at all, because they've got OCR capabilities, they've got...
Yeah, there's and most people watching this probably know, in case, you know, like my mom was watching this, she wouldn't know what OCR was, but
really?
It's optical character recognition, right?
I'm surprised about that.
Well, you know.
We should get in touch with your mom.
That's right. But yeah, so to your point, Hawaii services, they have this optical character or OCR recognition service.
There's a
location service. There's a I forget what they actually call it, but essentially it allows two devices to communicate through
peer-to-peer.
Azure. Peer-to-peer. They call it
it's sort of a mocked up peer-to-peer.
Yeah, I forget their exact name for it. But these are services that
that
Microsoft Research has put together to help phone developers build even more amazing experiences. And so we issued a challenge to the participants in this contest. Let's see what you can do with Mango, because Mango was coming out. Let's see what you can do with Hawaii. And we saw a Pictionary-type game where it was a multiplayer, so I could be playing with you, you know, across the world, and I'd be drawing, and it would show up on your screen in real time.
Wow.
There was an app that's actually available in the marketplace today called 8Tracks. Mm-hmm. Very beautiful music player, or I should say a player app for the 8Tracks music service. The app that won was called Headshot. And you've probably done this where you're with your wife, you're in Hawaii, or you're on vacation somewhere, and you're like, hey, let's take a photo of us.
If I ever took a vacation, but yes.
That's right. Yeah, you'd have to take a vacation to do that. But let's just imagine a world in which you took a vacation.
Okay, I'm imagining.
And you would be holding the phone up to try to line up that self-portrait.
Right.
So the developer of Headshot, Julia, had this idea to use face detection technology as well as audio commands. So you tap on the screen and you say where you want to show up, and then it uses face detection, and then the phone actually says left, 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 right.
Picture yourself.
And then you take the picture yourself, and it's perfectly lined up every time.
That's
so I thought
amazing.
That was a really cool idea.
That is very cool.
Yeah.
This is just a small taste of the power of the Hawaii SDK.
Right. And of course, she was using the camera stream as well, which is part of Mango. Then another thing that we did recently, too, is we did this. We wanted to see what we could do on Twitter.
Right.
So we did this online contest, if you will, this challenge that we called WP App It Up.
Okay.
And what we said was, hey, if you're a student, go sign up for DreamSpark, sign up for your free account in AppHub, and then make a Sketchflow prototype. Mm-hmm. And as for DreamSpark students, we make Expression Studio available free of charge. And so we said, hey, make a Sketchflow prototype of the app that you would envision creating on Windows Phone.
Right.
And we were blown away by how many people submitted prototypes, the quality of those prototypes. And we gave away phones. We gave away actually, we said 50. We ended up giving away 51 phones because we couldn't, it was hard to make
the
call.
This was the App It Up contest around Sketchflow.
Exactly.
So yeah, so if you're not aware of Sketchflow, this is actually an amazing utility in Expression Blend. You do have to have the full purchase version of Expression Blend to use Sketchflow.
Or be a student.
And then you can install the Windows Phone Sketchflow templates on top of that, which have been publicly released. And that enables you to create very rapidly prototypes that leverage Windows Phone's application look and feel.
Right.
In a really compelling manner.
Right.
So you ran this contest and
ran a contest, and we had no idea how many people would go through the effort of prototyping and what kind of participation we would get. We got over 280 prototypes submitted over the couple month period. We had people. We awarded phones to people from Brazil, India, Russia, the U.S.
And some of these are going to be apps now, right?
So I heard that the first developer I heard back from was this guy named Akia. Mm-hmm. I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly, in Israel. And he's a computer science student there in Israel. And he and a couple other folks created this app called Colorful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's targeted at people who are colorblind.
I see.
And I didn't know this before I started using his app, but there are apparently different types of color blindness.
Sure.
So you might not be able to see red or blue or green. And so what the app does is it uses the camera stream in Mango, and it has a viewfinder, and whatever the viewfinder is pointed at, it tells you, it displays the color value.
Wow.
Of that particular color. And then you can turn on or off these filters depending on the type of color blindness that you would suffer from, red, blue, green, whatever. And then you can tag items so that you can say, oh, this is my favorite shirt, and you can know what color it is. So it helps you to, do color matching and be aware of your surroundings. If you're, I mean, Akia said, I think it's one in 10 people suffer from color blindness.
Wow.
So this was something that I was very inspired by, which was started off as a prototype through App It Up. They got a phone. They were one of the winners. They published it as a Mango app, and it's something that they're committed to.
That's really amazing. Supporting. So I think, you know, just to wrap it up and to summarize, student developers are incredibly important to us because, you know, the amount of enthusiasm, excitement, and energy and innovation that comes from the student audience is of a type that you don't find almost anywhere else. And so we committed a lot of resources, and one of our most important, intelligent, powerful guys here, Ben,
I'm powerful now.
To this problem set. And, you know, please, if you're a student developer out there and you're interested at all in building applications for Windows Phone, feel free to drop Ben a line and let him know.
Yeah, please do. And also I would say this, you know, keep an eye on the developer blog. Keep an eye on Microsoft.com/student. We have things that are underway. We have new things that are going to be coming for students.
Right.
We're looking at ways to help show off great student apps that are created. We're looking at doing some new exciting promotions for students and contests. So there's more coming. I just can't quite talk about it yet today, but
it's really secret stuff.
There's more coming. It is fun.
I know. I'm very excited about it myself. Well, if you've made it this far, I want to thank you for your attention. I'm Larry Lieberman, and we'll see you next week with another edition of Inside Windows Phone. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Larry.